I've just collared another attendee on the online tools and resources workshop today. Loke's with me, and he's been beavering away in the corner. Do you want to just tell us a bit about the workshop and what you've got out of it?
Yeah, no, I've really enjoyed the workshop. It's been excellent. It's been a really good introduction to sort of, you know, how I can explore the net and use it for my research. And it's really opened my mind up to all the possibilities. And I've definitely enjoyed it, and I'd certainly recommend it to anyone. And Will's been excellent. It's brilliant. And hopefully there'll be a sort of a more advanced course once I've got through the basics.
Excellent. So I'll obviously pay you for that recommendation there. But one of the things which was clear about your approach here was that you're from medical sciences, so you had a very practical approach to some of these talks. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that and what we talked about today?
I think, you know, part of doing clinical research, I think you're always looking for ways of trying to find the best way to improve your efficiency when you're doing the research. I've sort of found lots of tools that I can use with regard to that. But it's going to take a bit of time for me to learn how to use all these tools. See where I go from here, really.
Yeah, but there was the stuff about kind of the privacy of the data and the confidentiality, which obviously is very important to you, right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. In fact, the one thing that I have put on the feedback form is you know, when you go for things like GCP courses, which essentially tell you about sort of the ethical considerations that you have in conducting research studies, they are perhaps not aware of all the online tools that you could use, and perhaps sort of, you know, I've suggested one of the possible ways of perhaps adding on into this course would be to talk a bit about some of the ethical responsibilities that we have when we're using these online tools, because I think that's something that certainly needs to be explored and discussed, and I don't want to start using tools that then are going to, you know, impair patient confidentiality and put me in trouble, really. So I think that's something certainly that there's we need to find a good medium to find out exactly which tools I can use and how much of it, would be actually sort of ethical.
Yeah, great stuff. So not wanting to put words into your mouth, but you can see the benefit of the tools, but at the other side there are some concerns, and you need to make sure that people's privacy is protected, copyrights adhered to. There's obviously just some working out to be done there.
No, absolutely. The web, this, you know, it's expanding so, you know, much quicker than you know, how we can control things, and certainly from a patient point of view, from a clinical point of view, that's obviously of some concern. So maybe Will, the next time he gives his advanced talk, we'll be able to read up on all of this and be ethics experts.
sounds like I've got some work to do before I come back to Southampton.
Absolutely.
Either that or I need to send my colleague Steve down to run the next workshop. He's hot on this stuff. Okay, cheers, good stuff. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Have a good weekend.